And we end with Rowan Mantell, who has learned some things on her holiday this year, including water is wet and Suffolk is surprisingly lovely.
We went on holiday to Norfolk and a bit of Suffolk this year. What wonderful places. We're already planning our next trip. Most years, although we're aware of how lucky we are to live in a holiday destination, the world is a big place and we head out into it to try somewhere different, if only for a week. This year, just as aware that the world is a big place, we stayed close to home, not wanting to guess which destinations could throw in an extra free fortnight staycation, but being reasonably sure that Suffolk is not foreign enough to qualify for quarantine. The wonderfully quotable Mark Twain was a fan of travel, saying, "Travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry and narrow-mindedness, and many of our people need it sorely on these accounts. Broad, wholesome, charitable views of men and things cannot be acquired by vegetating in one little corner of the earth all one's lifetime." Dissertations could be, and probably have been, written on the difference between travel and holidays, but I'd like to give holidays the benefit of the doubt, glossing over the all-inclusive buffets and sun-basting and highlighting the hikes and World Heritage sites. I'd like to do that, but those buffets are a phenomenon in themselves. And although I find it difficult to disagree with a man who said, "I must have a prodigious quantity of mind, it takes me as much as a week sometimes to make it up," I very much enjoyed vegetating, vacationing in one little corner of the earth. So I've learned 6 new things during a week on the Waveney. Number 1, never step off a stand-up paddleboard. My first ever hour of paddleboarding on a tiny tributary of the Waveney was going wonderfully until the final seconds when it went swimmingly instead. Number 2, when a sign tells cyclists to use the footbridge, it doesn't mean use the footbridge first and then wonder how fun it would be to splash back through the ford. The first fording of the ford was fun. Then I thought it would be even more fun to kick my feet up dramatically. If crashing heavily into a stream is your idea of even more fun, go for it. Number 3. South Elmham, near Bungay, population negligible, has 7 medieval churches. Apparently there are ruins too, possibly Roman, plus a summer retreat for medieval bishops of Norwich. They obviously enjoyed holidaying close to home too. Neighbouring Ilkutchall has another 4 churches, while nearby Rumborough Church is moated. I know Norfolk's churches are remarkable, but this kind of competition is unseemly. Number 4. There's a road in Norfolk called Triple Plea Road. It wasn't quite as exciting as the time I chanced upon the hamlet of Fustyweed near Reefham, but I was pleased, pleased, pleased to be there. Number 5. The hills are surprisingly steep, especially when you're pedalling up them, snail-like, carrying your home across the panniers behind you or behind your husband. In my defence, I had the cooking stuff. And number 6. A washing-up bowl which scrunches into a fist-sized ball is top of my Christmas list. I didn't know such things existed a week ago. Our next cycle camping bike packing trip will involve one of these and ideally happen in summer rather than autumn so that the sun illuminates East Anglia's idyllic camping spots a little later into the evening and dries river water a little quicker. Rowan.Mantell at archant.co.uk